1320 WILS, thanks for joining us. You know, every single year in the U.S., 10,000 babies will develop cerebral palsy. And my next guest, he grew up with cerebral palsy, has lived with it his whole life. He was raised by his loving mother until the age of 47 when she passed away. He was then forced to live alone. He writes about it in his new book, A Very New Day. The author is Stephen Salmon, and on the phone with us now to speak for him is Cleon Reed. She's the publisher of the book. Cleon, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, I have to correct you right off the very top on the hour here. The book that talks all about what his life is like since his mother died, mm-hmm. and is actually a memoir, is the one that my husband and I published. And that one is called It's a New Life. Mom is gone.
Tell me this, Cleon. How severe is Stephen's cerebral palsy? What is he not able to do?
He's not able to do much of anything. He cannot do any self-care. He can't walk. He can barely talk. That's why I'm his voice for him.
How does he communicate then?
He talks enough that his aides can understand him. And I met him in December when I went to Wisconsin. My husband and I went to Wisconsin. We met him. And I could understand some of what he said, but I needed his case manager to help me, and sometimes we struggled. So he can communicate some, but he mostly communicates through writing, and he uses a system called Morse code.
Okay, well, give me just a sense of it. What's the process of actually using the system?
Okay, well, I actually watched him do this. He has an apparatus that's around his head. He has an electric wheelchair. And he moves his head to the left and taps out a letter. And then when he's got that letter tapped out, then he moves his head to the right and he taps the pad on his right side, and that forms the letter. And he writes about 4 to 5 words a minute doing it this way.
Yeah, how long did it take him then to write these books?
Oh, a year or two. He writes every day. I mean, he's a night owl. He'll write like 8, 10, 12 hours a day. He'll stay up until 2, 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. oftentimes. So he has a very erratic schedule. And he lives in a group home with 2 other residents. Who he says he has nothing in common with.
Uh-huh. You know? Now, when you're around him, in terms of just the patience and what it takes to live in these conditions, how is he personally in person?
I want to read to you now. I want to read his words. He says, I'm not a patient person. I have learned to have patience through the years. Having a severe physical disability means waiting for a year for an electric wheelchair and specialized equipment like communication devices, because Medicare and Medicaid has to approve each item. I have to wait for a person to change the TV channel or to go to the bathroom. Patience is a necessary part of my life, especially since I'm an author.
Now, how did you end up connecting with him initially? What led to that?
Oh, gosh. He submitted his manuscript directly to me rather than going through his agent like he did for his novel. And I read the book, and I was immediately captivated, and I edited the entire book just immediately. I was so drawn into it.
This is the book, It's a New Life, Mom is Gone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he writes with such raw honesty, such candor. You can feel what it's like to be inside his body and inside his mind and his soul.
And what do you come away with? What is that really like to be in there?
Well, I would be projecting my own self, you know. It would feel like a prison to me. Mm-hmm. Because he's so dependent. He use his electric wheelchair, and he does go out in public, and he rides some bus of some kind around town. So So he makes the best of it. I mean, this man has to be the most determined, persevering man, and he is so joyous. When I met him, he's just absolutely joyous. If you look at his website and look at pictures of him, he emanates joy. He has a lot of satisfaction and a lot of pride in his being an author. I mean, that's his identity, being an author.
Other than writing, what else would you say he really enjoys doing? What's he able to do that really brings him joy?
He likes communicating with his friends. He went to the University of Wisconsin in Stevens Point, and he got a degree in English with a minor in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to... he does some work for the university and for the vocational school with people who teach writing.
Right.
I think he likes sports.
Oh, really? Does he watch the Super Bowl then?
I would imagine.
I guess. Who didn't?
Well, hey, I have a series of questions for you to ask me. You're asking me questions. It's like, wow, I don't know.
Well, I want to get to the book a bit more. We're talking to Cleon Reed. She's the publisher of the book, It's a New Life, Mom Is Gone, a book written by Stephen Salmon, who has suffered with or been challenged by cerebral palsy for his entire life. And now, what happened in his life when his mom passed away? Just how much of a shock was that to his life?
May I read to you his words on this now, please? After living 47 years with my mother, I'm on my own now after her death. It has been a big life adjustment for me, since my mother did everything. Now I have to manage my money, do grocery shopping, work with my 8 care attendants and work, but still take care of myself. I have to eat well and try to sleep. I make all of my decisions, like what and when to eat and when I go to bed. I do what I want. I like to go to bars to drink. It is hard sometimes without my mother. My family and friends are scattered across the country. I miss my mother, but I enjoy being independent. It's just a lot more work.
Interesting. So he's able to go out to bars. That's interesting, and have a drink. Would he need help?
That's
what
he did on his birthday.
I see. But he has no use of his hands. Is that correct?
Not very much.
Mm-hmm.
No, he has these muscle spasms where his hands and his arms, they just flail. And he can't really do anything with his hands. Like, he couldn't pick up a fork and eat.
Is he writing another book now?
He's always writing.
Is he?
I don't know what his new book will be.
Mm-hmm.
But he's written different novels, which his novels really seem to me to be memoirs where he changes the names, because he talks so much from his own experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about they're all about young boys having cerebral palsy and what it's like to be a child or a middle schooler, you know, with his condition.
Give me a sense of that. When he was growing up, how difficult was it for him to accept, you know, his physical limitations, what his life was going to be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he was born with it, and his parents were very loving. And he's never known another way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can see what the people in the outside world can do and what he can't do, but he's accepted. I mean, he is who he is, and he knows that there's nothing he can do to change it, so he just works very, very hard.
It's a remarkable story. The book is... It's a New Life, Mom Is Gone. Author is Stephen Salmon. Also his other book, A Very New Day. His publisher with us here, Cleon Reed, telling us his story, sharing it with us here on WILS. Cleon, it's been very, very interesting. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having us. I hope people go to Amazon and look Stephen Salmon's book up, and go to www.stephenbsalmon.com. And see what a delightful man this is. He's got pictures galore and all kinds of links on there.
The website again, stephenbsalmon.com. Cleon, thanks again.
Right. thank you for having me.
And that wraps it up for us. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, great to have you here on WILS. We're back on Monday right here on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.